Jeremiah Watkins has a new one-hour special coming to YouTube on March 21st. Watch it, share it, like it, and comment. YouTube.com/JeremiahWatkins.
But
you,
dude, isn't
are
this
deranged
fun?
If you think that I'm doing
but
that.
But Ryan agreed. We both came up with this.
I don't freaking care. I don't know what Ryan is freaking on when you guys were texting. I don't know if he's sleep deprived.
We both
I don't
agreed.
Know if he has long COVID and he has a dry brain for whatever reason. But I'm not doing that.
They sold my Chevy Spark, man.
What?
Yeah. We're recording? Okay. Yeah, man. I feel like I need to sing about it or because I'm in pain. So.
You
yeah.
do you, brother.
Chevy Spark, I'm feeling pain. I'm left in the dark at the Chevrolet dealership in Huntington Beach. His name was Isaac. He told me he would sell it for me for $12,000, but then he lied. He left a voicemail and said, "You better get down here right away." And that wasn't okay. And then he offered me a Hyundai Elantra, the 2019. He said he could sell it to me for $16,500. And then I tried to talk him down to $14,000. But I didn't really want that specific car. I wanted the Chevy Spark.
Chevy Spark.
Chevy Spark.
Was a Chevy Spark.
The most compact car in America. It's actually the cheapest.
Chevy Spark.
The 2019 to 2023.
Chevy Spark.
Chevy Spark, the cheapest car in America. It used to be Daewoo, but eventually they changed it to GM Korea. It's a cheap compact car. I feel like full of slack. It also comes in a great hatchback.
It was a car that got away. The car that got away.
Chevrolet Spark. Feel better.
Good, man.
Yeah. So, we explained it a little bit in the song, but yeah, I, man, that was a great deal.
So, okay, my question is, this guy said he's holding it for you, and then he just straight up lied to you?
Not necessarily. So, but that since that was an impromptu kind of freestyle song, I should have. I already said it, and I couldn't correct it because I was committing to the song.
Right.
So what had happened is, oh, can I play you some voicemails?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Okay. So to give you context.
Yeah, I would love.
I mean, in his defense, he tried calling me several times.
Now, what time of day was he calling you?
I don't like what you're doing right now.
I'm just trying to get more info.
I just don't like what you're doing.
I'm trying to get more info on this situation. I'm trying to get more info on this situation.
I'm going
to
give you context. I'm going to give you
context. What time of day?
11:46 a.m.
Hello, this message is for Steven. This is Isaac with Huntington Beach Jeep. I was just calling to follow up to see if you're in the market for a Chevy Spark. I do have this vehicle in stock and available. When you're available for a call, you can reach me at... Thank you very much. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
And then he left another one on Saturday. Can I play this? He left another
Did you respond, though, to that first call?
No.
Wait.
Hello, this message is for Steven. This is Isaac with Huntington Beach Jeep. I was just calling to follow up to see if you're in the market for a Chevy or a vehicle that's within that $12,000 range. I do have quite a few still in stock and available. When you're available for a call, you can reach me at... Thank you very much. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Did you call this man?
Yeah, but the thing is I called him too late. He gave me several chances. So if I were to redo the song, I mean, it would have been where it was mostly due to my laziness and not getting back to him promptly. So, yeah. I should have called Isaac. He gave me several chances. Look, I messed up. He gave me opportunity to call him, but I was sleeping.
The truth comes out. The truth comes out.
The truth comes out. He actually called me 5 other times and left similar messages. The truth comes out. I'm still left in the dark cause I lost my Chevrolet Spark. We love you, Isaac.
Whatever mood you're in right now, I want seconds.
Oh, yeah. So, he gave me another option, which was a 2019 Hyundai Elantra for $16,000. So, I wasn't lying when I said that line. That's a real
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just didn't want to admit, like, it was due to me, not him.
Oh, okay.
I messed up.
Okay.
He gave me opportunity.
Yeah.
But it was also in, I mean, give him context, Huntington Beach is not right, like,
45 minutes to an hour away, yeah. Depending on traffic, yeah.
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 But I told him, I called him today as well, and I said, hey, man, if you have any other cars within that range, 12 to whatever, $1,000, please keep me in the loop. And I kept enforcing it because he was trying to offer me other cars. I go, well, I'm mostly fixated on the Chevrolet Spark. So if you could let me know if you get another one of those in to call me immediately. He said he sold it last on a Wednesday or something. So I could have, man, I really dropped the ball on that. It was that's a great deal. I mean, I didn't even tell you the mileage. It was about 40,000, 42,000 miles.
Mm.
And it was like, what, 12.5? Is that a good deal, Rye, or what?
I mean, it's a good deal. But I mean, that's a good deal. Off.
What was that?
You might be better off not getting that car. You might want a different car. You got to look into other ones, man. Mazda 3?
Well, I don't like what you're doing right now.
Toyota Yaris? It might have been a blessing.
Maybe I do like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does Toyota even still make Yaris's? Or?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Can we get back to the car talk in a second? You brought up something that...
Yeah, go ahead.
...that kind of surprised me before we started recording. Yeah.
Go ahead, man. Keep going.
You said that you thought...
No, wait. Think about it. before you really.
We can cut it after
okay,
I say
okay,
it.
Go ahead.
You were saying before the podcast mm-hmm. that you'd be open to the idea of us crashing the Bad Friends tour on one of the stops.
I mean, how entertaining would that be, though? I mean, we're just talking hypotheticals here.
They're about to
here.
Go on a big tour.
Yeah.
Go follow. I mean, go see them on tour. Go see the Bad Friends tour.
They don't
see...
need extra promotion. You don't think they're selling tickets as we speak? They don't need. Let's edit that out. They don't need the promotion. We need the help. We're the little guys still.
We'll edit it right back.
We're the little guys in the podcast.
Well, then
world.
Shout out Jesse. She's on going on tour with them. Jesse Johnson.
Okay, shout out Jesse.
Okay, cool.
Shout out Jesse.
Yeah.
We love Jesse.
Steve said he thinks for one of the stops, we should crash the tour.
Not actually. I don't like the way you're kind of wording it. I'm just saying attend one of their events.
Yeah, but you said to not let Bobby and Santino know. That's called crashing.
No, it's not. It's just attending an event and because they have a lot on their minds.
Steve, do you know how distracting it would be if you and I were just in the audience at one of the Bad Friends shows?
Just two scissors. Hey, guys, we're here.
People be looking around like thinking that they were being filmed or something, like us just sitting next to them.
Do you think it would disrupt them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But will they invite us on stage?
I don't know. They might invite us out of the venue. Can you imagine if we got kicked out of the show?
That would be so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Can we vlog it?
I don't.
Because, dude, that would make for a great vlog. So us getting kicked out of my brother's podcast.
So now you want to go on the road?
Well, I would want to go to one event.
One of them? Where? Or you don't want to say?
Well, we're not going to say.
Oh, yeah, because it could be. There's like 30 cities.
There's 30 cities. It could be anywhere.
It could be any of them.
I like this.
Right?
Because
it could be any city.
It could be any city. It could be any city, any day of time,
anywhere. You don't know. You don't know.
You don't know when.
You have no idea when the Scissor Brothers are going to strike.
Scissor Brothers strike again. Come on.
Scissor Brothers strike again.
Come on.
Frugal Brothers strike again. And again. And again. Yeah, dude.
Would you like to do that?
You know what?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No. What was that?
Oh, the mask. Like, we could even get masks.
Like, distorted face masks,
no,
and then
no,
we
no,
take
like
them off?
Like a Frankenstein
like Mission
mask,
Impossible?
And you could be a vampire. Like, we could just have those cheap Halloween masks.
No, they're not going to let us into a venue wearing that. We'd have to wear those distorted skin face masks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the old person masks. They're they're like $100, but you look like a legit old person. They go like over your mouth, like real tight over your lips.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
They look real creepy.
Can we sit in the front row? How do we get the front row seats?
That's probably expensive. This would be an expensive bit.
How much are they charging for tickets on there?
Oh, I didn't look.
Ryan, can you look that up real quick, man? How much is just
general admission?
General admission.
Well, it would probably be VIP for the front row.
Over $300.
Oh my God.
Hey, this would be a good bit though.
We're bringing eggs.
What?
A carton of eggs.
No.
That's crashing. I mean, what do you want to do? Just be submissive and be like, hey guys, we're here. You're just here to support, man.
Aren't they just doing stand-up shows?
No, they're doing stand-up.
They're doing a live. They're doing Bad Friends. They're
doing
copying.
Stand-up
they're basically
and the
copying
podcast.
What we've
they're
doing
a stand-up and the podcast at every single one of these?
Yep.
Wow.
That's when the eggs come out, man. You know? We need the numbers too, brother. You know? That's all I'm saying. Look. You live in a way better place than I do, but we both need help here, bro. I got leaks.
Me too. I'm having another baby.
You're having... dude, go preach. Preach, dude. Preach,
what?
Brother. Jeremiah's going to have another kid.
Yeah.
We need some upgrades here,
Due
man.
Due in June.
Patreon.com/Chizzabros if you really, you know, want to show us some love. You know what I mean? Bonus episodes every freaking week. Every week, dude.
Before the podcast, Ryan asked if Steve cut his own hair again. Steve responded, no. And then he took a beat and said, well, just the sides. That's cutting your own hair, brother.
I know, but I always get shtick about doing it. And you know what? I mostly mess up in the back, so I'm not.
People think I cut my own hair, so we're in the same boat, brother.
Yours is always so perfect. And people do. My girl was even saying people comment about our hairstyles.
Quite a bit. Probably because we're scissor bros.
I know, but. Oh. Right.
Yeah.
I like what I have going on. It's just long as I can breathe.
Dude, it's starting to look majestic.
Really, like a lion?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
In the back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's go back to crashing the event.
Comment below if you want to see that happen.
Do you think people would like
this,
that?
Here's the thing. We've joked about a war before.
I know,
this would start a war, dude. This would start a legit war. And this is, I don't know, man.
What do we have to lose? We're at the bottom. We're like little mole rats. We're in the dirt. They're on the top of the, they're majestic. They're in their palaces. I guarantee you. You know what a good comparison is? Look what you drive. I don't have a car. And look what they drive. And I'm not going to out you because I love you. I'm not going to say what
I'll
model,
talk about. I'll,
but I'm saying,
I'll talk about my car. It's yeah. not, it's start.
It,
it's,
I love your car.
Let's just say it's starting. It's starting to be the eyesore of the Comedy Store's parking lot. It's starting to be the one where people, their heads turn a little bit when I pull into the lot because they're like, is somebody coming into the lot that's not allowed? They're clearly not allowed because all of the other cars are real nice superstar cars. And then I'm the door guy will sometimes come up to me and be like, you can't. Oh, it's Jeremiah. Yeah, come on. come on in.
But you know what? You're practical. We're frugal.
And, yeah, dog.
Yeah, man. You're saving money in the long run.
Well, I own the car.
I know you own it.
Put it on 22s and then that won't happen to you.
Put it on 22s?
Yeah.
You think I'll get better looks?
Yeah, of course.
You think if I put spinners on my...
Yeah, put spinners on it, dude. Yeah.
Pretty well spinners.
Put some rims on it. Dude, scissor bro rims. Scissor bro rims. With scissors on it.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the logo of Uni Scissoring just in a circles around the rims. Yeah.
You gotta own it, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
So you're saying it'll start a war. We don't got nothing to lose, man. We got our little BB guns. They got all the heavy artillery.
I'm just saying, man. Just saying. This one would ruffle some serious feathers.
But don't you think that'll bring numbers? People like seeing drama. We don't do enough drama. We're always the good guys, you know. Hey, we're going to be in our little foxholes. We're not going to cause any trouble out near the trees, you know. And then they're like all eating steak dinners and driving nice SUVs.
What'd you have for dinner last night?
My diet's been pathetic.
It's regressed?
Campbell's soup, baby.
Did it go backwards after your girl left?
Let's edit that out a little bit.
What? Just a little bit?
I'm still eating.
Well, I know you're eating, but here's the thing.
Yeah. Dude, really think about your words right now, man. You're really on... You're on a thin
trajectory?
You're on a thin rope, my friend. You're on a thin rope.
This is my guess.
Go ahead.
Because I know you really well. And just tell me if I'm wrong. What is that? What did you just do? Rick Cossack texted me about what you just did. And I said, I swear Steve is faking his tics on the show.
No, that's not a tic.
What is it?
Well, it's a reset. It's a reset. It's not a tic. What do you think of Asperger's? I don't know. Asperger's.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think that because your girl's in town,
you
guys wanted to have a nice time. And so, of course, you wanted to celebrate. You wanted to go out to eat and stuff like that.
Oh,
so
yeah, absolutely.
You had some nice meals together,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's a given. Absolutely.
Okay.
I
so,
love her, dude. I love her.
As soon as she left, though, the frugal bro inside of you is I'm not going to eat out for an extra few weeks to compensate for.
Well, it's not like I'm dieting, but I get what I get. Look. When I like something, I can make that, 5 days a week. I'll give you an example. If I have rice and frozen vegetables, I'll just make fried rice for a week. If I have, this week I have, Campbell's soup, vegetarian. I like the vegetarian one because it has tomato base broth. And then I just, you know, I pour some Tabasco sauce in it, and then I just you know, use my toaster oven. It's a basic meal. It's basically what, like, you'd probably feed a homeless person or something.
But the leeks are better.
That's only due to because put a tarp on.
Yeah.
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 So you let's go back to the main point is they'll start a war, but what do I have? What do we have to lose? What you have more to lose, though, because of the comedy community. I should really watch my words. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So maybe we shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, because I don't want to, you know, have you stick your neck out. I mean, because you're a part of that whole ethos of the Comedy Store. And you know what I mean? So we won't do. I mean, we might, but we'll do it. We'll be mild about it.
We will, but we won't.
I don't know. I mean, this is the fun.
It's up for discussion.
This is all speculation, and people don't know, or, you know. I mean, we're kind of, are we stirring the pot a little? Are we poking at the bear?
I mean, it's definitely, you started to put the stove, you turned the flame on the stove a little bit, for sure. You turned the flame on the stove of the Campbell's soup that's hung.
Yeah, I know. It's cooking. But to play devil's advocate, do you think these guys are even thinking about us for 5 seconds?
To play devil's rejects, no.
Exactly. We're the small guys. We're like farm animals to them, man. They're just okay. They're just out there. We're out in our house. I don't know.
You think that your brother looks at us like farm animals? Because that's freaking depressing.
In a way. He's like, you know, it's like Steve has shelter, right? He's in the barn. You know? I'm just like, I'm barely keeping warm under the hay.
So, Ryan, speaking of phone calls, you had something for us, didn't you?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't listen to it, but I did see an email from a buddy that I want you to explain to the viewers and listeners what we're about to listen to.
Absolutely. All right, so some of our Scissor siblings may be familiar with a person named Fart Simpson from the Your Mom's House podcast. He does prank recordings for the show. Well, he sent us an audio clip where he teamed up with Frank Castillo. And this was after hearing Steve talk about how much he doesn't like V from BTS. So let's listen here.
Hi, this is...
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Who is this?
Oh, this is my name's Frank. I work for BTS Management. They manage BTS. I'm just the assistant to the manager. I'm just kind of fielding calls, just figuring out how to do this. I actually have someone from BTSV. He had some questions about possibly doing one of the in-store concerts, maybe like an acoustic set, if that's something you guys are interested in.
친구, 동고목.
I kind of speak Korean. I don't know if you do, so I may have to translate if that's...
All I know how to say is hello, unfortunately. I wish I did, but I don't.
맛있어.
안녕하세요.
고추이나 차지.
He said hello to.
죽죽했어.
But yeah, I mean, all right, cool, sweet. I can definitely talk to the label and stuff, but I mean, he might have a few questions. I hope you don't mind if he asks you. I can translate.
Sure.
이건 미국 사람 건동이 이 친구를...
He was wondering about, do you guys have halogen lights in the store?
I think they're halogen.
Don't go monkey, go chuk hair.
I'm not sure.
Not gochunun.
I honestly don't know that detail, what the house lights are. There's, you know, lights within the house. The lights that are can lights on the stage are not halogen. I think they're standard.
고추는 보지 고추 북북 쭉쭉해.
He says he loves your honesty.
I try.
나는 고추는 친구는.
Don't make me ask that.
What? Ask.
쭉쭉.
All right. He wanted to know if there's any way to put the attractive fans up front.
No.
No. 난 고추.
Yeah, there wouldn't be. A way to do that without we wouldn't want to handpick certain fans and definitely wouldn't want it known or you know, wouldn't want it to be based on their appearance.
이거는 쭉쭉.
Yeah.
쭉쭉.
So this would be for his solo. It wouldn't be the whole group.
No, it's just a solo. Just a quick little surprise thing.
나는 고추. Okay.
It would still be insane.
이거 papa 하자.
Absolutely.
이건.
All right. The last question he had was if there's catering available and if you guys have four locos. He had one once and is like obsessed with them now.
이거 papa 하자.
Oh, we don't do catering.
But no.
That's something we, you know, there is a small green room area.
뭐지?
And it would be, you know, between the record label and myself, we make sure, you know, whatever the artist has requested can be stocked.
뭐지?
And personally, I've never had a Four Loko, so if they exist in a, we could, you know, have them here. Someone can find them, and I'm sure someone has a runner.
난 친구 똥 고추는 이거 친구는.
He wanted to know if there's any way we could not have any other K-pop albums out, or at least like facing out front.
이거는 쭉쭉.
I don't know about that. It's not a large section, but we wouldn't want to take away things from. That's a whole section.
친구, 똥꼬.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Frank. Take care.
나는 고추는 친구는.
To both of you. Bye-bye.
똥꼬 이거 쭉쭉 해.
All right, Frank.
Oh, wow. That was pretty complex.
You know, all I was saying was my penis, vagina, and fuck, fuck, fuck. And you did a remix of all that. Good job, Frank. We should get Frank in here. Have we had Frank in here yet?
No, I love Frank.
Yeah, get Frank in here. We can maybe do some video game things. I don't know. So what made you choose that one? That was pretty elaborate there, right?
Yeah, it's Fart Simpson, man. You gotta play Fart
Simpson.
My
question is, was the lady hearing all the Korean stuff in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So she was just completely ignoring it.
Well, she doesn't know how to speak Korean.
Yeah, but she wasn't responding at all to it. She was just like,
"Well, you were like on the background of the call." Kind
oh,
of.
Like right. He, no, I
Frank
got
was
it.
Having
I got
to
it.
Yeah,
for yeah.
You. Yeah.
Okay. That was kind of. I didn't expect that. That was really pretty weird. It was a pretty weird call. That's something we would do.
Do you want to do some scissors?
Yeah, let's do some scissors to clear the air.
And thanks for sticking with us for over 100 episodes.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Guys.
Yeah.
What you doing? You flexing? What you doing? What are you feeling over there?
Maybe we could do some scissors like this. Oh, some because we're the farm chickens on the farm. Like meow.
If you're doing it at home with us. Then positivity is already shooting through your freaking body. And if you're not, you're just being all grumpy at home, not joining in on the silly. We're doing 1,000 of these today. Chicken giving a blowjob at one point.
I don't know what I was doing. You're right. That was that helped.
Right?
Thank you. Yeah, that helped. Thank you. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Now, can you update what's going on with you? It seems like you're in good spirits. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the road with Joel Jimenez over the weekend, our buddy Joel.
Mr. Thickness. Woo! Give it up for Joel.
On the pod, too.
Mr. Thickness.
You know that because of the conversation of all that, he's been conflicted to possibly start an OnlyFans.
Dude, that would be... Do you know how much money he could make?
Well, the thing that's... It's a high risk, high reward.
Why?
What if he does... and it's put
all
it out there.
And it's all men.
No, no, and it's $15. He puts his penis out on the internet and he only makes $15.
Yeah, but there's no shame. I mean, wouldn't you be proud if yours was that thick?
$15 a month is pretty normal.
I mean,
no. I mean in total.
Oh, in total. In total.
That's the risk.
Scissor Brothers!
What are you eating over there?
These are pretzel sticks, man. They don't got this in the UK.
You need to eat something a little bit more healthy than that.
Better than this, man?
Yeah.
Well, what do you got
there? And I understand that cooking can be exhausting and hard to fit in a busy day, but I may have a solution for you.
Go ahead. What is it, man?
Okay, it's called Factor.
Okay.
It's meal prep.
Well, you know, cooking can be exhausting, man, and hard to fit into a busy day. Not only does it take a ton of time and effort, but cooking meals that are actually good for you can be a struggle. What do you got here then, son? Holy moly guacamole. God dang, these are pre-cooked meals?
They're already refrigerated, ready to go. You just have to put them in the microwave for 2 minutes.
You can really get her done with this. This is the chorizo chili, man.
This is tomato and roasted vegetable risotto.
What a great day. Keep going, man.
And we like these a lot because sometimes, like yourself, I mean, you don't even have time to put on a shirt in the morning, do you?
Well, this is the way I roll, brother.
Well, Now this is how you roll. Factor has you covered. They're America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Get nutritious meals delivered straight to your door. We absolutely love these.
Yeah, let's see what else they got, son.
Yeah. Now, what about this? This is cacio e pepe.
Well, this is the, again, another chorizo chili. And this one's, creamy Parmesan chicken, son.
This is a jalapeno popper burger.
So there's a lot of options, isn't there?
There's a lot of options, and you're going to love this. Not only do they have meals, they also have smoothie meals as well.
Get out of town, son.
I won't. Take a Open
oh,
it up.
Oh, Lord.
Head to factormeals.com/scissorbros50 and use code scissorbros50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code scissorbros50 at factormeals.com/scissorbros50.
Look at this. Mango smoothie. I'm going to try one right here then, huh?
Factormeals.com/scissorbros50 to get 50% off your first box.
That's a little slice of heaven right there, son. Factormeals.com/scissorbros50 to get 50% off your first box.
Is it okay if I try a smoothie?
Go ahead. Go to Factor today. Factormeals.com/scissorbros50 to get 50% off your first box. Factor Meals. Cheers, man. I like it.
Cheers. Factor.
They're going to be thrilled with that.
Oh, my goodness. This is really good. This is great. It's really good.
Factor.
How good is that? 100% plant-based.
What?
Yeah.
Factor!
That's great. Yeah.
Factor!
These are for me?
All for you.
You sure, dude? I
got it in my own box.
Nah, that's too much for me. You sure? Steve. You got a whole box?
I got a whole box.
I put them in the freezer or the fridge?
Fridge. Okay. They're ready to... Dude, they heat up in 2 minutes, brother.
Can I put them in the toaster oven?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. You just put them on a plate, maybe, but, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Vegetable oven. Oh, this is great.
March 21st, my new special, Daddy, comes out.
How do people watch that and support that in the best way possible?
YouTube.com/Jeremiah Watkins.
Go there today.
Now let's get into this episode of Scissor Bros. is you put your penis out there, and then it's just, what if people don't, there's not buyers for it like you hope there would be? That's the big risk of it. That's when it becomes embarrassing. Yeah, it's great to have a thick thing, yeah. But then you put it out there, and then people just have one person buys it and then screenshots it and texts it around and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Now,
because he's a comedian.
Yeah, what about, you don't think he'll get a lot of ladies?
He probably would, but I don't know if ladies, comment below if you are in the OnlyFans market. I don't know how that works. I feel like guys are obsessed with that, but I don't know how many ladies
female,
are.
Yeah, but female, but, I mean, would they be prone to, even though his, I mean, are they, is that, out, like, in the marketplace, like, a Latino man's thick penis?
I don't know.
If, like, is that sought after?
It's turning into a Craigslist ad real quick with the way you're describing it.
No, I'm just saying, because it is, I mean, I'd be, that's something to be proud of, you know?
Right.
But, and then what would he be, would it would just be different angles of his penis?
Or? I don't, that we would have to talk to Joel about that, like, what like, he.
Or would he, because people, like, let's just play this out. If we were Joel, okay, and we're creating our page, what would be, like, the first week?
Would you have already made one if you had that thickness?
Oh, dude. Dude, I would be touring right now. I'd be in Malaysia. I'd be in Australia. I'd be in London. It would be a whole, I would have t-shirts with just, yeah, the shaft. Yeah, I would be on a world tour. I'd be like, okay, guys, I'm going to be in Madrid and Barcelona, and so just come by, and then I'd have a book.
Would you be a man whore? Would you?
I don't know about that, but dude, women, I mean, let's talk about the women. I mean, they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars showing their butts and boobs and stuff.
But would guys do that though? Like, would you make that kind of money as a guy? That's my question.
Well, if your penis is way above average as far as girth, yeah. I mean, it's almost like a spectacle. It's like, dude, you could even like be creative as far as marketing. Like, dude, it's the yellow alien penis is coming back, or, you know, where it's like, right. Yeah, I mean.
I saw Cocaine Bear.
I like how you're switching topics.
Well, as soon as you start getting super into the details, that's fine.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
details equals demonetized.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. We didn't really, we brushed upon it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you enjoy Cocaine Bear?
I did.
And it's based on a true story of a bear finding a brick of cocaine.
Yeah.
And it just goes wild.
I had to tell a lady to quiet down in the theater. Yeah.
Why? You were that guy?
I wouldn't say red zone, but.
I had a similar story too. Wait, you say your story
first.
I had
a pink zone.
Oh, no, I had a red.
You had a full on red?
Yeah, but you say your story first.
Okay, well, mine will be, pale in comparison then. I was just like, you know, Joel's so nice. He was just like, oh man, that lady's like, she's having a full on conversation like with that guy right now. And then she got on her phone and then the light was out and she was like scrolling and stuff. And I go, excuse me.
In the movie theater.
Yeah.
You said it that loud.
Yeah, I was like, excuse me. Can you not talk? Trying to enjoy this movie.
I'm proud of you. You did that?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
So the Scissor Bros will tolerate certain things, but you know, we have a
lack
threshold.
Of respect. Not a lack of respect.
Yeah.
There's other people in there that wanted to say something that didn't.
I'm so glad you stood up for yourself.
I had to.
I'm so glad. I have a similar story to that.
I want
to
hear.
I checked on my P.O. box because I hadn't been there in a while. So I had like two backpacks and I was just, you know, I had a bunch of stuff on me. I was just, you know, and I wasn't in the best mood. And so I had to, and then I, you know, I wanted to, I walk, I looked at Boba Time. I'm like, you know what? I owe it to myself. I should get like a boba, you know, Oreo smoothie, whatever.
Yeah.
I walk in there. I ordered an Oreo smoothie with boba. Very good choice. And then there's these high school kids in the main sitting area, and they had their backpacks like they owned the place. Literally, they had their backpack where people
like literally you know? And it was bothering me. And I didn't know this until after, because I tripped on one. Because I had all my, you know, and then I stumbled on, I mean, it was in like central, like where it shouldn't have been there.
On the floor?
On the floor, dude. Like they, it was like they thought there was their living room.
Yeah.
So I go, dude, is this your shit? He goes, yeah. I go, move that shit. Move that shit.
What did this kid say?
And then I just, it was like a staring contest where I was just, I was like, fuck, I was just like, and I was just a staring contest. And he was literally with his AirPods just listening to his little trap music, like, but scared, like he had a nervous energy. He was like. And then I just wouldn't, I was just literally, I wouldn't budge.
You were locked in.
I was locked in. Move that shit. Yeah.
And what happened?
He didn't do shit. He moved his backpack, and he even moved all of his friends like underneath their table. Like he went above and beyond. He was so scared. I'm so sorry. You know what?
Did that make you feel good?
No, I felt kind of bad after. because
he was seven.
No, he was. They're high schoolers. They're just being punks. Yeah. But the thing is, it was going back to respect. It's like, dude, don't be, this is not your living room. Like, people are trying to walk by.
After you did it, did you feel like an old man?
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt like my dad. And yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. And then afterwards, I'm like analyzing like my actions. And
you
I'm
put
like,
the anal and analyze.
That's a good one. Good one. You're sharp. Yeah, it made me think of my father. I'm like, damn. I'm like, am I becoming him? Because that's something he would. You know, because there's a certain way to communicate, and I...
Did you hit a kid with a keyboard after that?
No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything physical.
You can edit that out if you want.
No, you can edit back in. I like that. You're a sharpshooter today. I like that. You're sharp. No, you're sharp. No. But his energy was... It's the red zone.
Yeah.
So the going back to us, we're nice guys, but as far as respect, yeah, man, there's certain things I don't tolerate certain things, you know? It's like I wasn't raised that way.
Did it taint the taste of your Oreo smoothie?
I still enjoyed it.
What is in the Oreo smoothie at Boba
Time? It's just basically
it's like a McFlurry?
Kinda.
But why do they call it a smoothie?
Well, there's different categories at Boba Time. If you've been there, there's slush, smoothies, milk teas. Right, Ryan, you've been there.
Yeah. Okay, so you know, ice instead of ice.
Yeah, cream. Yeah. There's different. Gotcha. Yeah. So going back to us, it's like we're nice guys, but when it has to do with respect, it's like we have to kind of put our foot down sometimes. I didn't like doing it. I mean, do you think I should have apologized to him?
I don't know. I wasn't there, so it's hard to say. It's probably you could have gone about it differently. Like, hey, excuse me,
is this your
stuff?
Can you guys move it?
Hey, could you move it out of the way so other people can walk here?
Instead of move that. Shit.
Hey, move that shit. Move it.
Okay. You don't have to say it like that.
Move it. Daddy needs his boba. I need to get my Oreo boba.
Okay.
I need some boba in my mouth right now, and you're obstructing justice right now. And guess what? I have 90 packages in this backpack from my P.O. box. Daddy needs his boba and his packages from his P.O. box, so get your shit out of the way.
I apologize to the kid. I should have maybe talked to you differently. I don't know his name, but...
Right. Yeah.
What about you? I mean, you could have done that a little differently.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
You know, can I tell you? Let me play devil's advocate. If, let's say, I was in the movie theater with Joel, and how far away was this lady? The next row over?
She was in our row.
Okay. She was three, how many seats away?
She's probably four seats down from me.
And were there people in between?
No.
Okay. I would have scooted over three or four seats, and then... I would have done this. I would have been like, I would have tapped on her. I would have done the poke.
This is so much more dramatic than what I did.
I would have been like this. I would have been like, hey, quiet that shit down. Have some respect. There's other people trying to enjoy the fucking movie. Okay? You got it. Okay, I'm going to move back to my seat. Remember that shit.
Well, don't you have another Red Zone story at the movie theater?
I've said it 100 times. Do you want me to kind of rehash some stuff? I've said it on other podcasts. You want me to tell it on here again?
Yeah.
Jeremiah doesn't like repeated stories. Like,
but it has to do with the movie theater.
It has to do with the movie theater. Go for it.
So
the only reason I mentioned...
Yeah, I just... No, let me explain.
No, let me explain. Because when you throw out blanketed statements about me like that, then Then that's why.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus.
No. But let me explain though.
Yeah.
When I say that I don't like repeated stories, there was a time
when I was repeating every.
When you were saying the same story on Stevie Weeby show, Scissor Bros, and King and the Sting all on the same week, and I
really?
Was like, yes, and I was like, Scissor Bros comes out last.
Oh.
Wednesday would be Stevie Weeby, Thursday would be King of the Sting, and then Friday would be Table Scraps with Scissor Bros.
So now I'm the asshole again.
No, that's I'm just fine. Saying. Yeah, that's why I mentioned it. That was like forever
fine.
Ago,
okay, okay.
The repeating.
I'm glad
you've had it in your head for so
no,
long.
No, no.
Don't repeat, which is fine.
That's fine. But I'm glad you said something,
but it gives
brother.
Context to
I know.
It.
That, and that's and rightfully so, and I would have done the same thing. I've been like, hey, it kind of takes away from our... main thing.
If we're number three,
and it's like been there, done that. We heard that on blah 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 blah.
Because we
already talked about it.
Right, I get it. But anyway, let's hear this.
So it was my brother's birthday, and we got tickets. I got tickets for the Master at the ArcLight. So we went there, and you know, we're in, I don't know what row we're in the middle, and. I'll say K or whatever, L, or we're in the middle. And the first couple minutes, Joaquin Phoenix is walking through, like, the wine vineyards, and he's acting kind of erratic and crazy. And I'm like, and I was laughing. I was like, oh. Because I have, you know, dark humor, you know? You have to get his performance.
Dude, I was laughing constantly when The cocaine bear was killing people and cocaine bear.
Yeah, we have dark humor.
And old lady next to me goes, why is that funny?
Oh, right.
Like, she doesn't get it.
It's funny. Yeah. Well, Joaquin, he's just a great actor, and he's very,
You're laughing about
it. I'm laughing at his performance. I'm thinking he's doing a good job. I'm just enjoying the movie the way I enjoy it, you know? And the lady sitting next to me taps on my armrest. And so I'm just, now I'm like...
Right next to you?
Right on my right.
Oh my goodness.
So now I'm just like, I'm starting to like, kind of like, you know, tighten up my shoulder muscles and my elbow muscles. And now I'm like widening my wings to like kind of, you know, I'm just like, kind of like stretching like this. And then I tap on her armrest. I go, no, absolutely not, no. And then her boyfriend, I go, you want some too, dude? What's going on? You want it too?
You said that?
Yeah, or said something
what
like
the
that.
Frick?
I was just like, you want it, dude? What's up? You want it? And then, so my brother, we haven't even made it past the first 20 minutes. My brother literally like just shakes his head and he goes like this. He goes like this and he just gets up and just walks away.
He leaves?
Yeah, because he knows me. He's like, dude, you want to go to jail, dude? Let's go to the Korean spot. What are you doing? Steve, what are you doing?
He didn't just find different seats in the theater?
No. He's like, we're out. Oh. And he was just so disappointed. He was just like, man.
When was this?
When was the Master out?
I don't know.
2012.
Okay, so you've grown a
lot.
I don't do that anymore, guys.
I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I went to see a psychiatrist. I'm going to my 12-step meetings. I don't do that anymore.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
Ryan, how'd you remember? Why'd you even? Yeah.
The story?
Yeah.
It's a great story.
Bobby just walked out.
Yeah, he just walked out.
That's a disappointed brother. That's sad.
Yeah, it's all in a nutshell. That's it's been a relationship, I guess. Just been a huge disappointment, you know.
Yeah, but but I'm sure you as have been disappointed
okay.
in him
have,
as a.
You don't have to defend me.
No, no, I'm just saying. Let's play devil's advocate because that's your favorite game this episode. Is you, I'm sure, have been disappointed in Bob at some points where you've had to do something like that, right? It can't all just be one-sided, the entire relationship, right?
Oh, yeah, brother. Absolutely. I've held my tongue a lot. Mm-hmm. Especially in this podcast world. I've had to hold my tongue, brother. Hold my tongue. Yeah. But this tongue is like a matchstick. And boy, oh boy, I've been having to hold it for some time now.
Yeah.
Not to ruffle any of the feathers out in the ocean, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When are you releasing your tell-all book?
No, but going back to, you know, I apologize to the lady and her boyfriend, and that was 2012.
You did end up apologizing?
No, I'm doing it now. I don't know who this lady is. I'm doing it now. I've never done this. I apologize. I you know, I'm sorry. But the thing is, I'm not really sorry, though.
Then don't apologize.
Yeah. I'm not going to apologize. I guess because hey. I was enjoying the movie.
Yeah, take it back.
No, I don't apologize.
Hey, Steve takes that one back. He takes it right back.
Yeah.
He takes it right back.
I mean, that's annoying. Like, in my opinion, that scene was not funny. That's inappropriate to laugh at a scene like that.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, we're watching a movie on this Joaquin Phoenix and Scientology. It's like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard, you know, it's a weird movie. So no, I don't apologize. Sorry, I don't apologize.
Would you ever do Scientology?
That's crazy you'd bring that up. No, you know what? I just caught myself because I don't want to ruffle. Well, I could say it without saying any names, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Bob used to date a Scientologist back in the day. I'm not going to say her name.
Right.
But I had an AA meeting more on the east side, and I went to my meeting, and they have their own headquarters near there in Los Feliz, and I decided to stop by and just pay her a visit, you know, because I was like literally right there. And so what ended up happening was they basically tried to extort me in a way, because I saw this video. They had this video playing and it was like a orientation video. And then I ended up going, I thought I was just saying hi to her, but then she like referred me to other people there. And they're like, okay, now Steven, we want you to come in the office. And then, so now I'm in this office, and like it felt like I felt like I was in the principal's office or something at school. Mm-hmm. And then they had this chart of like the different levels of, you know, like it looked like a periodic table. And they basically said, so how much money can you give us today for the, this course? It's the intro course. And I go, I don't have money on me. And so, but they kept poking at me. This was a huge red flag when they go, well, how much money do you have in your account right now?
Oh my goodness.
And so
they were that blunt?
Yeah, dude. And so I'm like, I literally had to pause and go, my mother and father don't even ask me that. And I just walked out, dude. But check this out. I was on some kind of list, bro. Because I gave him basic info of like my email or my number. Dude.
It was like the movie It Follows, right?
They were hounding me every day. They were hounding me, bro. They were like, Steven, you know, blah, 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 blah. I just want to make sure if you're going to stop by, you know, the headquarters again. We're seeing if you still want to take the course and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, and to the point where I had to like get so-and-so involved because she's like the head of that department or whatever, the headquarters there, and then to get me off that list.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's
like,
creepy.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, I'm not down to do that. I mean, who asked that? How much money is in your account right now? I'm like, dude, sorry, I didn't expect. You guys are bringing back some interesting memories.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I just randomly asked about the Scientology thing.
It's almost like you kind of honed in on.
I have ESP, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But was that right? Right. What'd you do?
Nothing.
Oh, because Ryan, like, I just saw Ryan go, he did something. I thought he was. Okay.
Hey, do you want to do a little dance break right now? Reset the energy in the room, because I'm starting to get a little creeped out about there's some vibes going on. There's some vibes going on in this room.
I was feeling good at the beginning.
You brought up
me snapping at the Arclight Theater over the Master. You brought up the bad experience I had the Scientology building. You guys are just bringing up the wrong shit, man.
Oh my goodness.
Holy smokes, man.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, let's do something cheerful, man.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's go dance outside. Yeah. Ryan, let's go. What do you say?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Steve, I forgot the music. Can I add it in later?
Yeah.
Okay. We hope you're dancing at home along with us. Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
There we go. Are you doing a home along with us? We hope you are, maybe even with a friend.
That was fun.
Yeah. You and Ryan have the challenge.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes,
yeah,
we do.
I don't know anything about this challenge this week. I sent out a group text yesterday, like, hey, we need a challenge. And then Steve hit me back yesterday with, hey, Ryan, I got it. We're working on something. So,
yeah.
You guys want to present it?
Ryan, why don't you start off?
Okay, sure. So this week's challenge is very simple. It is a classic schoolyard ritual and game. I'm sure a lot of you understand and know the rules of bloody knuckles.
Oh, no.
So, for those of you not familiar, bloody knuckles is a game where you strike the other person's knuckles when they have a fist out, right? And the first person to give up, you take turns, the first person to give up loses. You have your lower knuckles and your upper knuckles, right? So either way, your knuckles have to contact the other person's knuckles.
So, BG, let's get more technical. So let's say these...
Yeah, you can do it like that.
You can move like this as long as you're touching the knuckles, right? Because that's the way we used to play, to fake them out like this, to juke them like this.
You're striking. You can go up from the top.
Above or...
Forward. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Or straight down.
And
whatever.
So you're saying whoever gives up.
Yes. Or if whoever bleeds. But...
Okay.
Yeah, that's your two options. You bleed or you give up.
Okay.
Steve, what does the loser... have to have done to them?
So the loser has to get naked and stick their anus out, and the winner gets to punch the other person's anus. Yeah, that was my idea.
Oh, it was your idea? Shocking that was your idea, that one of us has to get naked and the other one gets to punch the other one in the bare butt.
Okay, let's...
That's
you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Would you rather have fingers?
Oh, the ding-dong? No.
Or just a probe?
No.
Like an alien probe stick?
You want the other person to punch the other person in the butthole or the butt cheek?
No, the anus.
The butt.
The butthole.
The butthole?
Yep. Yeah, it's got to be the hole.
So you got to spread them open.
You got to spread them open, yeah. Me and Ryan talked about it.
No, dude. What do you mean you have to spread them open?
No, that's what me and Ryan talked about. That's the technical part about it. You know, you have to.
No.
You've shown each other every inch of each other's body.
You have a beautiful pink butthole. I mean, I don't know why you would feel so ashamed.
I don't want to hit.
But do you know what? Dude, we got hand sanitizer.
There's not enough sanitizer in the world to make me forget that, to put that on my fist.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, do you forfeit? Like, what's going on here?
I'll punch you in the butt, but not wide open.
It's got to be the anus. It's not the cheek. It's got to be the anus. We agreed upon that, right, Ryan?
Yeah. You guys agreed on it, you idiots. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So if you want to strategically miss while Steve, if he loses, is spreading them open, that's on you.
So you wouldn't wanna punch my anus? Oh, man.
No.
Well, this is what we agreed upon. This is a part of it. It takes the fun away when you don't go along with it like that.
I'm sorry I don't want to punch a bare asshole, Steve. I'm really sorry that's not on my agenda of things that I want to do on the Scissor Bros episode.
But this
today.
Is the thing. This is our brand, brother. We got to just be true to who
this
we are.
This is your brand.
No, this is our brand,
this
brother.
This is the naked butthole
true.
Stuff
no,
is
no,
your
it's
brand,
us,
brother.
We both stuck enemas
that's
in our butts.
That's not a Scissor
we
Bros
both,
thing.
That's a Scissor Bros thing. We both stuck enemas in our butts. We both pooed in diapers. This is our thing. We just got
to... That's fine. And
yeah.
That's fine.
Maybe there's a glove or something you can wear.
You got surgical gloves? I'm willing to compromise. You got surgical gloves? Latex gloves?
No, I don't know.
Damn, I should have brought
plastic
some. I have
bag.
A whole box. I should have
bare
brought
butt's
some.
Enough. It's enough.
Like maybe an elbow and
all I'm saying is Steve wins, he's gonna want to punch you in the asshole. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Oh, okay.
And there's a good chance he's gonna win because my hands are very dry and they crack very easily.
How about this? If I win, I'll just do like a curvature, like
No, I think Jeremiah's problem is that he doesn't want to punch you in the asshole.
Why not?
I also don't want to take it bare in the butthole. I don't even know why this is a freaking conversation that we're having on
this
podcast
Scissor
right
Bros,
now,
man.
And you guys, no.
This is our thing, brother.
No. That's your thing, bro.
This
that's
is our
not,
thing.
No.
This
you
is
can't
our Scissor
lump
Bros.
Me into something that no, I
we stuck just, enemas in our butt, man.
That's not aggressively
you got
punching
a
another freaking butthole,
dude. You had
dude.
Turkey baster hot sauce in your butt.
And
butthole.
That was one of the worst punishments, if not the worst one, because
I know,
that lasted
but you're
with
saying,
me
you're
for
making
weeks.
It, I know, but you're saying this is doesn't go along with the guidelines. This is it fits our guideline perfectly, as far as what we do. Just be a sport.
Comment below what you think of this situation, because Ryan and Steve are looking at me like I'm absolutely
yeah,
insane
we're surprised, right, Ryan?
That I don't want to do this punishment.
What other punishment? I mean, what are there other options? I mean, I'm willing to discuss it, but not too far off.
But the road. You don't want to budge too much.
Yeah. What other thing? What could be a thing that you'll be okay with? But it has. We have to include the anus. We have to.
Why?
Because it's a part
that
of the
that has nothing to do
it has
with
this
is,
to do
this
with
is what
it.
I,
it
I have a problem with. This is what
it.
I have a problem with. Listen,
what?
This is what I have a problem with. Bloody Knuckles has nothing to do with a butthole.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
No, it doesn't.
Bloody Knuckles, bloody anus. It fits perfectly. It fits perfectly.
And the fact
be creative,
that our
man,
producer
like this.
Is encouraging this behavior
he's encouraging.
Is so frustrating to me.
He's doing a good job,
no,
isn't
no.
he? Don't you trust
Ryan
him?
Is supposed to be quality control for either
quality.
Of us. If I present something that's a bad idea or a dumb
he
idea,
loved the
Ryan
idea.
As the producer is supposed to step in and freaking be like, eh, Jeremiah, that's not the best idea. How about we recalibrate and come up with some different ideas?
How about this? When you went into the garage to grab the cameras, we were discussing it and we are discussing the punishment again, right, Ryan? Mm-hmm. And I go, okay, let's get this clear so it's bare naked, right? He goes, yes. I go, okay, and then it's the anus, right? He goes, and he even added to that. He goes, yeah, you have to spread your cheeks so the anus is visible.
Directly hit
on the anus. You even said that, right? Back me up here. Right?
Yeah, that's true.
What would make more sense for a punishment is that after the bloody knuckles, somebody smears salt all over the wound or something like that. Somebody pours lemon juice in the wound. Something to do with making it even worse for the person who has the bloody knuckles. Something that would go along with that rather than, dude, you could literally insert naked being punched in the butthole for literally any challenge.
No, because you're using your knuckles, so that's not necessarily true. I think it's the worst kind of punishment.
So let me get this right.
Yeah.
You want after potentially, maybe both of us end up bleeding a little bit, so let's say I lose. You punch me with your bloody freaking knuckle into my butthole. So then I get your HIV that you
have. I don't
have
HIV. Let's get that clear. I don't have HIV. Let's get that clear.
I'm just freaking saying, dude. You don't even see what this even looks like on paper.
Do you have a surgical glove?
I'm sorry I don't have random surgical gloves at my disposal at my place.
We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
Not getting a fist in the butthole today. That's what would make me happy, Steve.
Okay, are you willing to compromise and talk? Just bear with me. What about if it's just your index finger? Boom. But it's got to be like, boom, like that. Just real quick. Or three maybe, Ryan? Boom, boom, boom. That's going to be less.
I'm worried that on the third pump in,
yeah,
it's your penis. That's what I'm worried about. You do the old Houdini on the first two fingers, and then all of a sudden, the third one is Steve's penis in me.
No,
all right,
no,
dude?
That's definitely not going to happen.
Listen.
That's definitely not going to happen. But
you,
dude,
are deranged
fine?
If you think that I'm doing
but
that.
But Ryan agreed. We both came up with this.
I don't freaking care. I don't know what Ryan is freaking on when you guys were texting. I don't know if he's sleep deprived.
We both
I don't
agreed.
Know if he has long COVID and he has a dry brain for whatever reason, but I'm not doing that.
All right, what if you don't have to spread your cheeks? It's just punching the crack.
Fine. Punching the crack of the butt? Sure. If that's what it takes, fine.
No, but that takes away from the real...
From your pleasure? Yeah.
No, it's not my pleasure. It's just, you know, it's the original idea was anus. You know, that was the original idea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I think even this episode might suffer if we don't add that element in it because I think people would want to see that. Because, you know, we don't hold back with... What we do as content creators.
Don't hang over me, our viewers and listeners.
No, I'm just saying.
Off of what you are wanting to happen.
No, but Ryan even agreed.
I'll take the heat.
Ryan, don't you agree that this is entertainment?
Like I said, comment below if I'm just being completely out of line here, but I don't want to do that punishment.
So you're really putting your foot down on this?
Yeah, I really am. All right,
so but if the comments say that you are out of line, then next week someone's getting punched in the anus?
Or how about this?
Ryan.
I'm willing to do this. This won't hurt. Wait, go ahead, Ryan.
When Ryan chimes in with stuff like this, he's helped us a lot on this podcast. He's really improved the quality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're doing a great job.
When he does stuff like this, it really makes me second guess.
No.
No, it makes me second guess what... Ryan's true motives are with the podcast. If he's just trying to light it on fire sometimes.
It would help the numbers. That's his job as a producer, right? Do you trust his judgment? We're doing stuff. I know you personally, you have personal feelings about the punishment, but he knows that this will help our numbers, man. This is the entertaining stuff people really want to see. And it's not just coming from us, right, Ryan?
Absolutely. I read all the comments.
He reads all the comments, brother. Because if you backtrack on this, that takes away our integrity.
Steve, I'm so pissed at you guys right now.
What?
I'm so pissed at you guys. You're throwing the word integrity around when you're talking about punching a bare butthole, dude.
But that's taken away from the Scissor Bros way of our integrity, what we stand for. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
So let's just pucker up, Buttercup. Let's get going. Come on, dude. Step up. Step up.
Now you're putting my manhood into it. Step up.
Step up.
You're crafty, man.
No, shut the hell up.
No, no, you really are.
No, no, dude, don't.
No, you like to act like innocent Steve. I'm just wandering through life. I overslept my alarm. I didn't get the car I wanted.
That wasn't me at Boba time. I put my foot down.
Yeah.
I let it be known, you know, I'm a nice guy until it's not time to be a nice guy.
Right.
Get your anus ready. People will love it, dude. They'll love it. They'll love it. Is there any fear on my... You don't think I'm self-conscious about my brown butt hole? And, you know?
I don't want to punch it, and I don't want to get punched.
I'm going to throw another option.
What?
No fingers, no fists. What about if it's our noses where we poke in there? Ryan, what do you think?
I do not agree with that one. You have an advantage, dude.
What do you mean?
Look at his nose.
I know. He's got the advantage.
That punishment is way worse for him.
He's got the advantage. What? All right.
We're getting nowhere. You don't got to spread them. You don't got to spread them.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
So I'm still spreading mine.
Yeah, that you can do that if you want.
Well, I want to stick to the original punishment. Yeah.
I appreciate your integrity.
I don't want to stray off the integrity.
Let's go.
I'm furious right now.
You are.
You're about to see me red
zone
right now.
No. Why, dude? We're having fun, brother. This is Scissor Bros. Is about fun, isn't
dude,
it?
This
but
is
isn't Scissor Bros.
Is,
about fun?
Dude, I love you.
I know, but Scissor Bros. Is about fun, right? When you have to at least agree to that.
Steve, you're
what?
Dude, you're making it so much worse right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want you to be upset, man. I just want to have fun with you, man. I just want to have fun.
Steve plays.
I just want to have fun. Ryan agrees. It's not just coming from me. That's all I got to say. This was a collaborative effort, right, Ryan?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man. Let's get ready. Okay, guys, welcome back and get ready for Bloody Knuckles, Bloody Anus. You ready?
That's what you're calling this?
Bloody Knuckles, Bloody Anus. You ready?
I haven't played this forever.
So I go first?
It's your challenge. Yeah, you go first.
You want me to go first? Is this my idea?
Yes.
So we go back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go first. He can't move, right? He has to take it.
Cannot move.
I just have to leave my fist there.
Yeah.
Okay. Ow! What the frick? Okay, you really went for it. Oh my goodness.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my hands are cold.
Okay. Whew. Well, hold up. You just take it easy, man. We'll just really.
You just went
for
it.
I know, but go ahead. Just do the right thing. Wait, hold on. Why are you arching it like that?
You're
supposed to be like this, right? Right, right?
I gotta come down however I want.
But you have to press into me, like this.
What? Okay.
I thought that you were supposed to like push into each other, like.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Ready?
Wait, hold on, man. We have to touch knuckles.
Okay, fine. Touching knuckles. Ready? You leave them there. You leave it there.
Yeah.
You don't move. You ready?
Ah, dude.
Ooh.
You won.
I won.
Good job, dude. You won.
I barely. That was the first round.
They hit me. You hit me good.
What do you mean?
You won.
Are you just wanting me to punch your butthole?
No, you just won. Good job, dude.
Oh my god. It's Steve.
After all that arguing.
Bend over farther. Here, back up a little bit. Bend over a little bit farther.
Okay.
All right. Dude, your balls are hanging out the bottom. Okay. Look forward. I don't want you looking at me while I do this. Look forward. I don't want you to look at me while I do this. Look forward. Can you see Steve?
Yeah.
But you have to get the anus.
Okay. Okay. All right, you ready?
Wait, why do you have look a water forward bottle? Why do you have a water bottle?
Look forward.
Hey! I, dude.
You had to wash it out before you put it. Ow! Ow!
Thank you so much for watching Scissor Bros.
Patreon.com/Scissor Bros for that bonus episode.
Wow, dude. Why'd you didn't say you're going to do water in it. Man. Dude. That's messed up, man. That's so messed up, man. That's so messed up.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hello? Is anyone still there? It's your pal Gerald, and ooh, a lot of butt stuff this episode, but that's how I like it. You know, I went down on a grasshopper recently, was gonna eat it at first, but then I was like, oh, you look fucking hot. So, you know, did my business, it was cool. Other than that, I was a silent producer on Jeremiah's special. It comes out Tuesday, March 21st at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And really, we need every Scissor sibling to leave a like and a comment on that video when it comes out in the main comment section. So it pops off on YouTube and the algorithm gods bless it. And, you know, all cream, tides, and fucking things rise. You guys are the best, and we appreciate your support, and we're very grateful for you. See you next week. Love you. Bye.
The car that got away. The car that got away.
Chevrolet Spark.